This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. It's shining a light on one of the deadliest cancers affecting people right across the country. It's often called the silent killer because symptoms can appear too late and the survival rate sits at just 13%. So with cases rising, what do we need to know and what's being done to change these odds? Well, joining us is Dr. Mark Buzzer, Head of Research, Innovation and Advocacy at the PanCare Foundation. Mark, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
When we hear the word silent killer, I mean, that sounds absolutely terrifying. Why does pancreatic cancer carry that label?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. It's really sort of touched on it just before, Warren, but yeah, sometimes the symptoms in its early stages just really aren't there. There's no symptoms in the early stages. And then as things progress, some of the symptoms like, you know, discomfort in the abdomen or some back pain, you know, often get really passed off as other things, stress, lack of sleep, you know, maybe an exercise injury. So they're sort of a bit ambiguous and opaque, which makes it sort of difficult to diagnose sometimes.
So how many people suffer from this cancer?
Yeah, it's actually on the rise. It's becoming now the third highest cause of cancer-related death. So the people being diagnosed are sort of in the thousands now each year. And there is a rise even above, you know, normal, increase in population growth. So it is concerning, and that's why we're sort of here to advocate about risks and symptoms and getting checkups if you've got any concerns. But it's an important one to be proactive about, Warren.
Mark, given that, what you just said, I mean, you know, if we're over 50, we get, for example, the bowel screening test sent to us every couple of years, this proactive, I suppose, screening to see if you've got it. Given that pancreatic cancer doesn't have, or in many cases doesn't have symptoms early on, should we be doing some sort of pre-screening thing if we've got certain risk factors?
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing is, you know, no one knows your health better than you do, right? So if you've got symptoms you just kind of can't quite explain, or they're just a little bit different to how you've normally been feeling, whether it's, you know, some unexplained weight loss or, you know, just extreme, you know, fatigue that just isn't going away, loss of appetite, some nausea, vomiting, you know, changes in any of your, you know, your bowel habits, that kind of stuff. Really important to go to your GP, take a proactive approach and just, you know, just advocate for your own health in that regard. People that are higher risk factors, men are slightly more prone to developing pancreatic cancer than women. So certainly, you know, tobacco smoking, very frequent alcohol use, being overweight or obese, newly diagnosed diabetes, particularly in older adults that don't have any risk factors, they're all kind of warning signs. But as is a family history, so if you've got one or two members with of your immediate family who have been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, it's definitely worth, you know, upping the ante in terms of being proactive in terms of getting those any symptoms sorted out and sort of getting on the front foot of, you know, having a conversation with your GP. Because while there's no population level screening program, there are actually, there is a screening program at the Jusfati Pancreatic Cancer Centre at Epworth in Melbourne that has a national program for high risk individuals to be a prize study. So there are things that could be done. Important to build a relationship with your GP.
We're chatting with Dr. Mark Buzzer from the PanCare Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Mark, if the survival rate, is it slowly improving? And what, I suppose, where is research in terms of treatments for pancreatic cancer?
Unfortunately, Warren, the survival rates are not really improving, despite, you know, a little bit of, you know, a lot of research going on. But, you know, pancreatic cancer hasn't been, upper GI cancers more broadly, haven't been funded as well as some other cancers. So the survival rates are still hovering at around 13 or 14% at the five-year level, which is atrocious, which is why we're advocating for more funds, more research, more advocacy. We're looking at things, I mean, obviously, you know, as you said, very, very difficult to treat these cancers. They're particularly aggressive. They're often diagnosed late. So really the rubber hitting the road in terms of trying to improve outcomes is getting, you know, symptoms detected earlier, getting that, you know, those early detection tools, you know, that come off the back of research in place, you know, in the clinic so people can actually get access to those. And then, yeah, working on what we call precision medicine, which is sort of that more targeted therapies rather than just sort of traditional things like chemotherapy. Other cancers have really benefited from more targeted therapies where you look at a patient's genetics and you try and match a therapy to the underlying cause of the disease. So those are things that we're sort of starting to, you know, want to invest in and trying to take a very collaborative approach to working with a lot of others across the sector, not just Pancare doing it alone, but working with collaborators to try and, you know, to try and get better outcomes in a highly collaborative way.
Mark, the Pancare Foundation, how does the foundation support people that perhaps have been newly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer?
Yeah, so we've got a patient support platform. So we've got some wonderful, you know, highly experienced, specialised upper GI cancer nurses as part of our team. So people can be newly diagnosed or carers or loved ones of someone who have can you know, go to the Pancare website and, you know, find all the details and get connected into one of our upper GI cancer nurses who will absolutely support them through that journey around diet and exercise and, you know, questions to ask your doctor and, you know, all kinds of really, really important and also supporting them through the, you know, the very distressing, you know, psychological components of getting a diagnosis of that nature as well, Aaron.
Mark, great to chat with you, particularly for Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Hopefully we're all a little bit more aware now. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. All the very best. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was Dr. Mark Buzzer, Head of Research, Innovation and Advocacy at Pancare Foundation. If you want more information, you can visit pancare.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.